He was an eyewitness to history, a man who was in the waters of Pearl Harbor during and after the Japanese attack, doing his part to fight back and preserve life. We look back at his heroic story in this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Sterling Cale had been a hospital corpsman at Pearl Harbor for just over a year when he got off duty from the shipyard dispensary at 7 a.m. on December 7th, 1941.
So I signed out at the receiving station and came outside, and I looked over toward Battleship Row, and the planes were already diving on the battle wagons. I said, "What the hell is this? We don't train on Sunday."
He saw Japanese planes dropping torpedoes in the water. Smoke was rising from Battleship Row.
I said, "My God, if those hit, there'll be hell to play." So I ran down the dock and I hit an officer's barge, and we headed toward the Oklahoma. Seven or eight torpedoes hit it. It turned over and sank in 12 minutes with 429 men aboard.
Cale used the officer's barge to help anyone he could find in the waters of Pearl Harbor.
I spent about 4 hours out there in the water picking up people from the ships that were sunk. I picked up, I think, 46 people. Some of them were dead already, some badly wounded, some badly burned. Some were just tired because they got blown off the ship or jumped off and had to get ashore.
He vividly remembers the Arizona as she was hit.
A 1,500-pound bomber came down and hit the Arizona, went down to 1, 2, 3, 4 decks, blew up from the ammunition locker and powder room. Giant explosion.
What happened next surprised Cale. He was about to be court-martialed. The reason why is next time as we travel the countryside in Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McCrae.